Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU. On this fourth episode of season three, we're sitting down with Ryan. Ryan is a multimedia artist and DJ. They are currently majoring in photography at VCU, set to graduate this semester. Being a DJ, photographer, graphic designer, and even a jewelry designer, Ryan does it all. So how did you get into the start of the art world that you're into, and how have you gotten to where you are at the moment? I know you do a lot of your own flyers with like graphic design, and I gotta say, when I look at your style, I see a very like PS2 style graphics and like, I don't know, the really colorful, really cool stuff going on. Like, why don't you describe your process?
Art in general, I mean, like, it's every artist. I was really creative as a kid. Like, I was always just drawn to art, but I didn't know what to do with it for the longest time. And I started college and I was just undecided. We all have to take like a non-elective or an elective art class. I took photography and I just fell in love with it. And I was like, wait, I could like do something with this. And then since there, like, I started AFO, and that opened up like every other art medium to me. Like, I'm very much an amateur, but I like know bare minimum about graphic design, and now I fully make my flyers, even though I don't know what I'm doing, and they look good.
No, yeah, and like as long as they look good to use, the only thing that we ever care, because we took a class at in media production called Visual Acuteness, and they like teach us how to use Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign. It was like in those classes, like you learn how to use those and what you can use them for, not even for like. I mean, they do teach you like the professional side of it, but they like show you what you can get out of it, and you can like use those for specifically what you want. So like I started using Photoshop more to make show flyers for the band, and like I've seen all the flyers you've made. It's just you've made so many.
I like seeing it myself, but honestly, I think my best one was my first one that I made, and I like...
Was it the...
The Jet Set Radio one.
I saw that one. I also saw it was a Kingdom Hearts one.
Yeah.
That one was...
That's because the people I DJ with, they usually like... They've been doing it longer and they know the better vibe to pick. And I'm like, what's the vibe for tonight? And they're like, can we make a Kingdom Hearts flyer? And I'm like, yes, Morgan. Like, yeah, a little sleeper. Okay.
When you look at your art styles, are there any like big inspirations you take to your work, whether it's music, art, even like jewelry? Like I saw on you have this Instagram page where you make like earrings and jewelry.
I have to pick that up again, honestly. I've always leaned definitely to the more like grungy, Tumblr-y kind of like style. I wasn't big on Tumblr, but what 13-year-old girl wasn't on Tumblr a little bit? I don't know, I'm more of like, I guess, an aesthetics person with my art, and then I like look at it again and it has some like meaning and I'm like, whoa, like that's so deep. I kind of just work and then everyone's like, that's so you, and I'm like, that's my style is me, I guess.
Yeah, it's like as personal as you.
I'm more like, I'm not like, oh my god, it's me, it's more like, I don't know, I just did it, and my friends are like, oh, that's so you, and I'm like, okay, I mean, I made it, so yeah.
What other stuff are you working on, whether it's art, or do you have any other shows planned? Or
I'm trying to book some more shows. I'm trying to work that under my belt right now. A lot of it's been working on my thesis, but doing a big chainmail piece for that, so that's taking a lot of my time.
Wow. That's really cool.
I've used 4,000 soda tabs so far, and I want to use at least 8,000.
Halfway.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Like, what, 2 months till installation? I mean, like, I'm always just working on projects that, like, don't necessarily mean anything, and then I just post them, and I'm like, that's so cool, like, I'm an artist. That's kind of how I am.
Yeah, it's like you'll work on something, and then at a point you're like, I need to put this out there, just for, like, not even, like, people, but yourself.
Yeah, like, I'm done with it, and I don't really know what to do with it, but I want somebody to look at it, so boop, put it on Instagram.
Do you have any artists in Richmond that you'd like to shout out, maybe some of your classmates or like people you've met?
Well, I'll start with the DJs. Shout out Lil Sleeper, DJ Boy Thing, Twink Death, Shark Chan. Artist-wise, I mean, a lot of my classmates, like my friend Courtney DeRose, Sam Pote, your bandmate, David Hanforth, like any of the seniors in photo right now, like I love all of their work so much. Jacob, like Colton, I could just name everyone in the like pretty much. Like any artist I know, I'm like, shout out, like I love your work. I'm a big artist support artist. I have like all my friends' art on my walls.
That's the best. That's like all you can do. You just gotta like support everyone. Any type of art form though is so interesting, and like seeing how unique it is. Like my bandmate Cooper, we had him on. He's a 2D animation major, and he showed me this other day. He made this animation, and like he showed me how long it took him, and I was like, I can't even fathom how much time he spent into that. And like it's just so much more like time invested, but is like such a different medium than I would put into. But it's so cool seeing that difference in it and like the creativity I would never see.
Everyone's creative process is just so different that like all art is valid, and I want to see your art, even if like you're not an artist. Like my friends who are like engineering majors and like don't actually do art will be like, look at my sketchbook, and I'm like, yes, that looks so good, I love that for you, like make art.
Yeah, no, really just making art, just do whatever you want to do, I think for sure is the coolest part. And when you look at your process, what would you say is like the hardest part of your creative process? Is it like the consistency, or is it the creativity and like finding the drive?
It's honestly narrowing down an idea, because I'll have the drive, but I'm like frozen at my desk because I have too many options of things to do. I'm like, I could be sewing right now, I could make jewelry, I could paint, and like I feel like a creative drive, but like I don't know what I want to make. Like I want to make something, but what is it? And I need to get over that, like, just make the art. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, what do I want to do specifically? Just do something.
Since, like, how much of the stuff you do, you really do it all. DJ, photographer, graphic design, jewelry, like, you do it all. And I think that's so interesting, because that's one thing in our major they really, like, stress, is that, like, you're kind of like a one-man band, and, like, you do it all, whether it's, like, audio, video, and stuff. I think that's really cool, because most people, I feel like they're like scared to get into that, but I feel like you get like a different type of appreciation from it, from just doing it all and like understanding the whole process.
I mean, when I was doing like just photography, it was like, dope, I'm a photographer. But then I started doing more other art, and I started like gaining more perspective, and even like it affects my photography the way that I do other art. Like, I learned more color, like, theory, and, like, it honestly changed, like, the way I use my lighting in my photos by, like, painting abstract. Like, it all just cross-applies to each other and completely affects the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I can learn stuff from music and then apply it to something else visual, and it's really cool. And we'll have, like, a few more questions, and we'll wrap it up. But do you have a favorite way to like unwind while you're being busy with classes and school? I know you're like super busy this semester, your final semester. Like, what do you do to unwind and kind of just like chill out?
I have like some favorite artists that I like turn to, but I'm just like, I get home from class and I'm like, I just want to like put my stuff down, put an album on, zone out, like pet my cat a little bit. Like, honestly, though, lately, my way to relax has been working on my thesis and working on that chainmail, because it's monotonous. Like, I just sit there folding soda tabs over and over again, that, like, just put a good album on and I sit and do that, or, like, put a YouTube video on, commentary, just, like, do that for a couple hours, and that's how I, like, unwind, like, every night.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Just, like, staying busy, doing whatever. Yeah, I think that's a really creative outlet for sure. Do you have any upcoming events? I know you said you have your senior thesis. Any other events you want to mention?
DJ sets, a lot of the time we kind of book them like last minute sometimes, like 2 weeks out, and we're like, oh, okay, I'll do that show. Like, so I got to message some people, and then you can always follow me on Instagram. I post everything there.
Yeah. What's your social?
It's deranged.fay with a 3.
Sick. Well, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Great guest.
Yay.
Bad Attitude was created by host slash editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. Thank you so much for listening to episode 4 of season 3.